भवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केन्टो 2 चाप्टर् 2 वर्स् 28। ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम्। ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्मरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् స్తతో విశేషం ప్రతిపాద్య నిర్భయాస్ తేనాత్మనా పూనలమూర్తిరత్వరన్ జ్యోతిర్మయో వాయుముపేత కాలే వాయువాత్మనాథం బృహదాత్మలింగం తతో విశేషం ప్రతిపాద్య నిర్భయాస్ సేనాత్మనా పూనలమూర్తిరత్వరన్ జ్యోతిర్మయో వాయుముపేత కాలే వాయువాత్మనాకం బృహదాత్మలింగం మాతజీస్ విశేషం ప్రతిపాద్య నిర్భయాస్ తేనాత్మనా పూనలమూర్తిరత్వరన్ జ్యోతిర్మయో వాయుముపేత్య కాలే వాయువాత్మనాఖం బృహదాత్మలింగం తతో విశేషం ప్రతిపాద్య నిర్భయాస్ తేనాత్మనా పూనలమూర్తిరత్వరన్ జ్యోతిర్మయో వాయుముపేత్య కాలే వాయువాత్మనాకం బృహదాత్మలింగం తతో తత్తః సారీ విశేషం పర్టికులర్లీ ప్రతిపద్య బై ఆప్టైనింగ్ నిర్భయ విదౌట్ ఎనీ డౌట్ తేన బై దాట్ ఆత్మన ప్యూర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆప వాటర్ అనల ఫైర్ మూర్తిహి ఫార్మ్స్ ఆత్వరం బై సర్పాసింగ్ జ్యోతిర్మయ ఇఫల్జెంట్ వాయుం అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఉపేత్య హ్యావింగ్ రీచ్డ్ దేర్ కాలే ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ వాయు ఎయిర్ ఆత్మనా బై ద సెల్ఫ్ ఖం ఇథీరియల్ బృహత్ గ్రేట్ ఆత్మలింగం ద రియల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఈసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్టర్ రీచింగ్ సత్యలోక ద డ్యూహోటీ ఈ స్పెసిఫికలీ ఏబల్ to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that of the gross body. And one after another, he gradually attains stages of existence from earthly to watery, fiery, glowing and airy until he reaches the ethereal stage. Purport. Anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka by dint of spiritual perfection and practice is qualified to attain three different types of perfection. One who has attained a specific planet by dint of pious activities attains places in terms of his comparative pious activities. One who has attained the place by dint of Virata or Hiranyagarbha worship is liberated along with the liberation of Brahma. But one who attains the place by dint of devotional service is specifically mentioned here in relation to how he can penetrate into the different coverings of the universe and thus ultimately disclose his spiritual identity in the absolute atmosphere of supreme existence. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, all the universes are clustered together up and down, and each and every one of them is separately sevenfold covered. The watery portion is beyond the sevenfold coverings, and each covering is 10 times more expansive than the previous covering. The planet, the personality of Godhead, who creates all such universes by his breathing period, lies above the clusters of universes. The water of the causal ocean is differently situated than the covering water of the universe. The water that serves as covering for the universe is material, whereas the water of the causal ocean is spiritual. As such, the watery covering mentioned herein is considered to be the false egoistic covering of all living entities. And the gradual process of liberation from the material coverings, one after another, as mentioned herein, is the gradual process of being liberated from false egoistic conceptions of the material gross body, and then being absorbed in the identification of the subtle body till the attainment of the pure spiritual body in the absolute tilam of the kingdom of God. Srila Sridhara Swami confirms that a part of the material nature, after being initiated by the Lord, is known as Mahattattva. A fractional portion of the Mahattattva is called the false ego. A portion of the ego is the vibration of sound, and a portion of sound is atmospheric air. Portion of airy atmosphere is turned into forms, and the forms constitute the power of electricity or heat. Heat produces the smell of the aroma of the earth, and the gross earth is produced by such aroma. All these combined together constitute the cosmic phenomenon. The extent of the cosmic phenomena is calculated to be diametrically, both ways, 4 billion miles. Then the covering of the universe begins. The first stratum of the covering is calculated to extend 80 million miles, and the subsequent covering of the universe are respectively of fire, effulgence, air and ether, one after another, each extending 10 times further than the previous. The fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each one of them and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is of one and the same spiritual identity. Then the devotee enters one of the Vaikuntha planets, where he assumes exactly the same form as the Lord and engages in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of the devotional life. Beyond this, there is nothing to be desired or achieved by the perfect yogi. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितांस्तं सजीवं साध्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాత్మహం. వందే శ్రీ గురు దీన తారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డ్యూటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ లార్డ్ ఫార్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లేజర్ అండ్ ఫార్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో టుడేస్ we will discuss how understanding the complete picture of the universe and path back home, back to Godhead, gives us encouragement to practice, appreciation for what we have received, and tells us the urgency of, you know, taking to the path seriously. So first, let's understand the complete picture. So, Parikshit Maharaj asks Shukadeva Goswami primarily two questions. What is the duty of a person in general, and that too specifically one who is about to die? And Shukadeva Goswami, he starts answering the question. So initially, in last chapter, after describing the pure devotional service, he, seeing the need of audience, comes down to one level and explains the path of meditation for a materialist person on a Virata Rupa and then on Paramatma, and then how this meditation gradually, in this chapter we'll read, how it leads to liberation. So in this chapter, from verse 15 to 21, a direct path of liberation is explained. That is the Shat Chakra systems, wherein the yogi, he raises his life air and, you know, brings it up to the Brahmarandra and goes, you know, to back to spiritual world. And from verse 22 to 31, Krama Mukti, or gradual steps of liberation, they are discussed. So in verse 24, so basically for a yogi who still has some desire to enjoy, you know, this material world, he goes to different planets where the enjoyment is, you know, higher forms of enjoyments are available, and from there eventually he graduates, you know. So the karmis, they can go only up to Swargaloka or Janaloka. But the yogis, Ashtanga Yogi, or, you know, as mentioned, they can go beyond Janaloka. So that, so verse 24, it mentions about this, you know, Vaivasvana Loka, and then this Shishumara planet. Then text 25, it explains about Mahar Loka. Text 26, it explains about the highest, you know, Brahma Loka or Satya Loka. Text 27, it describes glories of Brahma Loka, like yesterday's text, wherein it is said there is no old age, no misery, no apparent death, because the life is so long, so it's like apparently you are, you know, immortal, like it seems like that. And then in today's verse, we are seeing that how a yogi goes from Brahmaloka beyond. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada first mentions three types of perfections. So first, and then the ways, you know, by which they are achieved. So first he mentions that the one who has reached Brahmaloka by the pious activities, they go to the place where they want to go, whichever planet they desire. Second, those who attain Brahmaloka, for them, like by meditating on Virata Rupa or Paramatma, they are liberated along with Brahma. So when Lord Brahma's lifespan is complete, they are also liberated. And then the third type of people who have attained Brahmaloka by dint of devotional service, they can go back to spiritual world before Brahma's life. So they can break through the coverings. So now here comes the second and third paragraph in the purport. Prabhupada is explaining how Sridhara Swami and Jiva Goswami, they are explaining the vastness of universe. So when we understand where we are stuck, that understanding gives us impetus to put more efforts on getting out. So for a prisoner, suppose he doesn't know how many layers of walls and security measures are guarding him, he may just think, okay, you know, when night comes, I'll just jump this wall and I am free. But if he tries to do that, he finds that there is another wall. And if he even jumps that, there is another wall. You know, he doesn't know the complete. So unless he doesn't know the complete extent of the prison, it will be very difficult for him to plan an escape. So same way, when a jiva understands how this whole universe is created, then we can understand, like, then we'll get actually, you know, we'll understand the urgency, we'll get encouragement, and we'll have appreciation for what we have received. So, how many of us have seen the picture of this universe, you know, one of the BBT painting? They have nicely shown from, like, all the universes, Karana Dakshaya ocean laying down, and then one universe is zoomed in, all 14 lokas, and then there is Brahma Jyoti. How many of us have seen that? Okay, if somebody has not seen, you know, please see it, you know. That will give, and then there is a, you are here, you know. That marker is also there, you know. On Earth planet, you know, you are here. And then we see, you know, we have a way up, you know, to go. And this second and third para in this verse is telling that how, so first of all, there are 14 planetary systems. We are in middle. And even after going to Brahmaloka, there are layers of this five elements. So, some places it is described there are 7 layers. Some places it is described it's 8. But the first 5 layers, earth, water, air, fire, ether. So the first layer is described as 800, you know, million miles thick. And the next one is, you know, 10 times larger than the first. The next one again 10 times. So just see how much, you know, difficult it is for a jiva to escape this cycle of birth and death. So when we understand this complete picture, then three things, you know, prominently come forward. So the first is, it gives us encouragement to practice devotional service. So in this chapter, before we have seen how Ashtanga Yogi has to do so much, Dhyan, Dharana, and you know, all the processes to go up to Brahmaloka. And then from there also, if you desire little wrong, you go back, you know, to wherever you want. But the process which we have got, that's, you know, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got the highest. And it's very easy. So this gives us encouragement. So for example, if I have to go from here to San Francisco or San Jose, ISV, so I have two paths. You know, I can go to airport, take a flight, go there directly. Or I can take a route And then in the route I see, you know, there is this Sukhoya National Forest exit, and I may take that. Then I go a little further, there is a Yosemite. I may take an exit there. And in Yosemite, there are so many natural spots, looks attractive. I may even, you know, start campaigning there only, forgetting I have to go to ISV. If somehow I, you know, come out from there, I may stick at some other spot, you know, there are so many beaches, this point, that point. So all these lokas, this Kramamukti described in this section, it is all like that driving from LA to ISV in a car and basically giving mind full chance to get distracted. So when we have this understanding, then an intelligent soul, he will choose whether to take a flight or whether to take a car ride. Now, of course, because of this virus, nobody will take flight. But in bhakti process, there is no such virus which will impend us. You know. So understanding this complete picture, first of all, gives us encouragement that this path, what we have received, is the most efficient, and then we don't have to go along, you know, with that attraction. We can reach the destination very fast. Second thing it does is, along with giving encouragement, it gives us appreciation of what we have received. Now just see, as mentioned in this verse, that poor soul who has reached even till Brahmaloka, he has to still make a conscious decision to appraise his consciousness and get out from the Brahmarandra and go back to spiritual world, desire. If he desires anything else, he goes to, you know, whichever, you know, place he wants. So on our own, it is so difficult. Practically, it's impossible. Especially in this age of Kali. How many of us can go and meditate in, you know, forest? It's not possible. You know, we cannot control our own digestion, you know, airs. You know, we get stomach ache and this and that. How can we control the life air and bring it up? It's just practically impossible. So this gives us appreciation of how Srila Prabhupada mercifully gave us the highest. And Prabhupada's beauty is, you know, he keeps hammering again and again that bhakti is highest, chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulative principles, go back to spiritual world. But what happens is that if somebody has not seen a car, and he has directly given a plane ticket. Okay, just you go, you know, from, you know, say, you know, LA to ISV. And then he sees, you know, oh, there are, you know, cars and other things. Not knowing the fallacies of other path, one may get attracted to it. So same way, taking lightly what we have received so easily, because if, you know, it's said like, you know, if something is received very easily, we tend not to care for it, right? But something, you know, very hard and well, they say, right? Somebody has worked really hard, he'll be very careful spending even a single dollar. But if somebody just given, you know, a lottery, you know, take this, you know, $1 million, you won't be careful. So, understanding through the pages of Bhagavatam how difficult other paths are to break this cycle of birth and death and go to spiritual world, when we understand that, then we appreciate what we have received without any qualification. So Lord Chaitanya is a, you know, Patita Pavana avatar. He mercifully, and then of course Srila Prabhupada, his able representative, mercifully gave us the most easy path. And when we compare it with the other paths available for liberation, it stands out very clearly. Even a, you know, it's like, you know, even a blind person can recognize it. So contrast, you know, it's like as good as black and white. So understanding this complete picture and comparing these different paths, two paths to go back to spiritual world, it gives us appreciation of what Srila Prabhupada has given us. So first we saw the complete picture, how the whole universe is constituted. And then we saw how for a jiva to get back, get out of it, it's very difficult on his own because there are so many layers. And then we saw there are two paths. One, through Ashtanga Yoga, which currently, you know, he has described, is very difficult, impossible. But then the second path is devotional service. So understanding, comparing these two paths, first, it gives us encouragement to practice, and second, it gives us appreciation for what we have received. And the third thing, it tells us about urgency. So, currently, as we know, this pandemic, you know, coronavirus is all over the place. You know, starting from president of, you know, so-called most powerful nation to the beggars, everybody is scared of a thing which they cannot see. They know it just in the air, you know. I was reading news, it has come till Kalwar city, you know, unfortunately. So it's all over the place. So this should give us urgency that it won't take much time for me, you know, that virus to travel from there to here, you know, and to my, you know, system inside. But even in this situation where everybody is feeling hopeless, all over the world, the so-called stock markets, economies, they are crashing left and right. People are speaking about, you know, shutting down the stock market itself. And then government is putting, you know, billions and trillions of dollars in aid. For what? For a virus which nobody can see. And which just came, you know, a couple of months back, you know. So just see in how much precarious situation we are. But still we have a hope. What hope? We know that by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have received the highest thing. Even if this virus comes to us, we know what to do. What we have to do is, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Just see how hopeful it is, this situation wherein we can fully take shelter of Krishna, knowing that even the so-called advanced scientists can't help us. See, other times the scientists say, you know, disease, you know, we have cure for any disease. But now scientists are also raising hands. What they are doing? Be at home. Quarantine. That means what? We cannot do anything basically. You are on your own. And just imagine person who doesn't have knowledge about devotional service and unfortunately he gets into this disease. Even his own blood relatives won't go near him. Why? Because they will get and they are afraid. And in contrast, you know, we hope and pray none of the devotees, and for that matter, you know, even all the people, since they are all children of Lord, should be saved from this pandemic. We pray for everybody's health. But, you know, for some reason, some devotee gets it. And even if he is alone, he knows exactly what to do. And he can do, sitting here in LA or whichever quarantine ward he is in, he can break all these coverings, which are millions and millions and trillions of miles, just because of Prabhupada's mercy. So, just see, we have solution to the most difficult problem and we have permanent solution. So that should give us urgency to practice this. So we would like to quote two prayers of, you know, King Kulashekar in this regard. First one, which explains about urgency. Now, this is one of the Prabhupada's most quoted and, you know, liked verses. Try to repeat after me. Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaivame Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Adyaivame Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Kanthavarodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste Kanthavarodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. So this shows us, Prabhupada, you know, Kulashekar Maharaj prays, O Lord, my body is hell and healthy now, so let my mind be focused like a Raja Hamsa, like a swan, in the stems of your lotus feet, you know, it's like Lord's lotus feet is like Tribhanga. So let my mind go and stick it there. It's difficult to remove. So that, and then let me leave my body right away, because at the time of death, there would be this kapha, vata, pitta, all, you know, everything pressuring up. How I can, you know, remember you at that time? But, you know, as, you know, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if we just sincerely practice devotional service, even if we are not able to remember Lord, you know, Prabhupada said that, you know, Lord Chaitanya will force his remembrance unto us. So that gives us, you know, great hope. And then the second verse, you know, specifically regarding this pandemic, we can always meditate is that, idam shariram parinama peshalam, idam shariram parinama peshalam, patyanta vasham shatashandhi jarjaram, patyanta vasham shatashandhi jarjaram, kimaushadham pruchhasi moodha durmate, kimaushadham pruchhasi moodha durmate, niramayam krishna rasayanam piba, niramayam krishna rasayanam piba. So again Kulashekar Maharaj says that this body, idam shariram parinama peshalam, patyanta vasham shatashandhi jarjaram, this body is going to fall with all his hundreds of joints, you know, dismantling. This is a battle which is already won. Like, you know, there is no chance you can get a victory. There is no chance you can protect this material body. So what he says, so which medicine you are searching, oh fool, you know, just drink the eternal elixir of holy names of Lord Krishna. So yes, you know, we take practical precautions of whatever we could to prevent from this, you know, epidemic. But at the same time, we know that at the end of day, the ultimate hope we have is chanting the holy names, which we have received by, you know, mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And this chapter also, you know, this is like this Kramamukti after these verses, Shukadeva Goswami concludes with the same conclusion, saying that the last verse in this chapter, it says same thing. The chanting, the names and pastimes of Lord, that is the only way to get out of this whole material system and the most effective way. So to summarize, we saw that how we saw the complete picture of universe, as mentioned in this purport of the verse, how different layers are, you know, so thick, and very difficult to pass through. And we saw that how there are two ways to pass this. First is through Ashtanga Yoga, which is very difficult, impractical. And then it's like, you know, taking a lot of stops from going from one destination to another. And then the second path is devotional service, which is fast, safe, assured. And then we saw that how understanding this complete picture gives us encouragement to practice devotional service, because that's very practical, easy. It gives us appreciation for what we have received. It gives us appreciation for Srila Prabhupada, what he has done to us. And third thing, it tells us the urgency that, okay, now for now, you know, this coronavirus has come, and then everybody is speaking about death, and, you know, everybody is serious, precaution. But Bhagavatam has said, you know, padam padam yad vipadam natesham. It's going to come every place. If not this virus, another. If not that, something else. So it's going to come. Till that time we are here. So therefore, we should urgently practice this. And then we concluded with the two prayers of Kulashekar Maharaj, wherein one prayer he is saying that, O Lord, let my mind be fixed on your lotus feet, as a swan's neck is entangled in the stem of the lotuses. And then the second prayer, wherein he's appealing to everyone that, you know, just do the needful for the body, whatever is required, but mainly focus on taking the eternal elixir of the holy names of Lord, which can deliver us from all the, you know, miserable conditions once and for all. So with this, we'd like to stop. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. So it's by our karma. So basically, it's like, you know, you pay a currency and you go to, you know, I have a price to pay a business class ticket, I'll go to business class. Or if I have price to play an economy class, I'll go till economy class. So it's like that. Based on karmas, we can go up to here. Like here, even this purport, Prabhupada says that depending on one's pious activities, one can go even up till Brahmaloka. So, what is pious activity? Basically, it's, you know, karmic activity means you do good, you get something good, right, with the desire. Does that answer? Any other questions, comments? Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitaya Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.